Good morning. Welcome to worship. It is so great to see all of you. What fun, huh? Oh, yeah, I know, it's kind of weird, the mask's on. I pull mine down when I'm so far away from you. Plus, it's easier to hear me. But it's great to see all of you. Yes, how wonderful. And this is the Festival of the Holy Trinity, in which we celebrate the fellowship of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And on that Sunday, we, the Christian Fellowship, we are back together again. Isn't that wonderful? Wonderful. So as we move forward in these COVID-19 days, obviously we're doing things a little differently. Yes, but we're trying to reopen as safely as possible so that people feel safe coming back. Just a quick short story. My daughter, she lives up in the Cleveland area, and her church is reopened. She contacted the priest at their Orthodox church and asked about the guidelines, and he said, "Will you be coming back?" And she said, "Well, quite frankly, no, not yet, because I have a son who is asthmatic, and so we need to be especially careful, so I'm not coming back yet. There's still not enough protections in place." And so we're trying to do everything we can, and all the churches that are reopening, trying to do everything we can so that those who come to worship, we want you to be able to relax as much as we can with the masks on and just feel safe and worship together. One of those things that we have to do differently is the sharing of the peace. And quite frankly, folks, we are known for just the fun we have sharing the peace, getting up and moving around and hugging and shaking hands. Can't do that right now. So sharing of the peace, we'll ask you to stay in your pews, but wave to one another, give each other virtual hugs from afar. And so with that in mind, the peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us share together the peace of Christ. Christ, peace be with you. Christ, peace. Scott, Christ, peace be with you. Christ, peace be with you. You do it, just a camera. Yeah. I just had a really good reminder from Tom, and I'm going to mention that right out at the beginning. We can't be over in any of the early learning center areas, even during the week. None of the staff, myself included, are allowed in those areas, and that's just simply because of the guidelines from the state. In order for them to reopen, I'll just give you a little brief picture. The children are dropped off in the alleyway out here. The parents are not allowed in the building. Their temperatures are taken, and then they are brought in. As soon as they are brought in, the children have to change their shoes so they don't bring anything from home. And they are covered with a smock in case there's anything on their clothes. All of the early learning center staff, they have to, when they come in, they have to put on a smock to cover their clothes that they brought from home. They have to change their shoes, and they have to wear masks. And so a lot of very, very strict guidelines from the state just simply to allow our early learning center to reopen. Please don't wander into any of the Sunday school early learning center areas. That messes up all of the quarantining things that the state has required so that we can reopen. Mentioning our early learning center, this is a great segue to share with you that our early learning center, the state puts out different ratings, okay? And we had a one-star rating. Angie Murphy, our director, Cindy Sprang, our assistant director, and all of our teachers and all of our aides have just been doing an incredible amount of work to try to raise our star rating with the state. It was announced this past week after an inspection. We now have not a one-star rating, but the very top five-star rating. Folks. That, I don't think any of us can appreciate how awesome that is. One of the teachers at one of our local schools, they've got a preschool there, mentioned to my wife how hard they were striving as a school system to get a five-star rating. And guess what? We have one here at First English Lutheran Church. So encourage you to send kudos, congratulations to Angie Murphy and all of her staff. They have worked so hard for this, and this is, it's amazing. It truly is. So what a wonderful blessing and accomplishment to share with all of you on our first Sunday back together. During these Sundays apart, we've had an awesome team of Becky Pittman as our song leader and Scott as our organist, and Todd Heichel and Tom Sarbaugh, our videographers, and Ed back there on sound booth, making it possible for us to record these services and then put them out there. This worship service is being recorded as we speak. You can see some of the cameras. And then Todd does his magic after hours and hours and hours of work and editing, and then it will be available. This service will be available this Sunday evening at 7 p.m. so that we can continue to reach out to the folks who still need to stay at home. We understand that, and we respect that. And also to reach out to folks that we've never met before. We've been getting great feedback from people we don't even recognize. So we're reaching a whole new, larger spectrum across the internet. So welcome to worship, each and every one of you. Next Sunday, we are hoping, I have to phrase it that way, we are hoping to be able to have Holy Communion. In order to do Holy Communion in COVID-19, we need to do it in a little bit different way, a safer way. We have found individual packets that have both the fruit of the grape and the bread, and they're all pre-sealed, pre-wrapped. Only you will be touching them. That makes sure that the elements are safe for you. No one else will be touching them. We ordered these special packets so that we could have communion like some other churches are doing weeks and weeks and weeks ago. They were supposed to be here by no later than this Sunday. We're praying they arrive this coming week. Rest assured that as soon as we have them, whenever they arrive, that following Sunday, we will have Holy Communion, okay? So sometimes it's just good for you guys to have some more information so you know what's going on as we try to bring things back together as close to normal as we can. Next Sunday is our graduate recognition Sunday for our high school graduates. So hope you'll all be able to come back and celebrate our high school graduates in that special worship service. And then a little reminder, when you leave the service today, our ushers will be releasing you by pews, starting at the very back, working towards the front, and that's just to try to help move us through with as little contact as possible, okay?
Safe distancing.
Well, I think that's an awful lot of announcements. How about some worship, huh? Let's stand and sing together our opening hymn, a great Trinity Sunday hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. Let us worship the Lord.
Holy, 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 all the saints adore.
We worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please pray with me. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We bow our hearts in silent confession before our Lord. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Come join the dance of Trinity before our world's begun. The interweaving of the three, the Father, Spirit, Son. The universe of space and time did not arise by chance, but as the three in love and hope made room within their dance.
And also with you.
Please pray with me.
Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one, and we praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith, defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence, where you live in endless joy and love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Well, this is the normal part in our worship service where I invite the children to come forward for the children's sermon, but we can't do that with present guidelines. So, we're all children today, and I'm just going to test your memory. Does anyone know what, of course, the pastor's going to talk about on the Festival of Holy Trinity? Ice cream! Yeah! Yes, ice cream, absolutely. So I didn't bring any ice cream because I can't give out any ice cream, so I'm going to ask you to use your imaginations that if this were normal time, I would have a big, clear tub here of Neapolitan ice cream. And if I were to point at the chocolate ice cream and tell you that I have chocolate ice cream here, would I have told you the truth? But did I tell you the whole truth? No. And if I report to point at the wonderful strawberry ice cream and tell you I have strawberry ice cream here, would I have told you the truth? Yes. But did I tell you the whole truth? No. And if I were to point at the lovely vanilla ice cream and tell you I have vanilla ice cream here, would I have told you the truth? Yes, but did I tell you the whole truth? No, I need to tell you that special word. I have Neapolitan ice cream. Now, admittedly, since most of you are adults, you know that Neapolitan ice cream is probably not the best example to describe the mystery of the Holy Trinity. Our words, our examples, they fall apart, quite frankly. But you know, when you're talking to kids and you say Neapolitan ice cream, oh yeah, it's all ice cream, just experienced in three different ways. And so is the mystery, the wonder of the Holy Trinity. One God that we know threefold. One God that we have experienced as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A tub of ice cream that we experience as chocolate, strawberry, and Neapolitan. Yes, I know it's a little heretical, but we can roll with it and enjoy the ice cream. So, it's important to remember that it was the great saint, early church father of Christendom, Tertullian, in the 3rd century, who said that the proper way to celebrate the great festival of the Holy Trinity is to eat Neapolitan ice cream. Wink, wink. So we invite you on the way home, if you don't have Neapolitan ice cream, go buy some, enjoy your Neapolitan ice cream, and celebrate the Holy Trinity. Wink, wink. And with that, we continue our worship with the reading of the lessons.
speak to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter, beginning at the 12th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Hearers of God's word, grace to you and peace from Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. We began our worship together this morning by singing that great Trinity Sunday hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Today is that special festival day in which we celebrate the mystery of the Holy Trinity, the mystery of who God is, the mystery of God revealed, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God, and yet a God so wonderful that he has revealed himself, done himself, expressed himself to us threefold. I can remember one of my most favorite seminary professors years ago saying to me, and many of you have actually personally met him, it's the Dr. James Nestegen. Dr. Nestegen said, quote, don't think of the word God as a noun. Think of the word God as a verb, an action word. For God has revealed himself in all that he is constantly doing for us, threefold. Close quote. The Holy Trinity, this is our way, our attempt to speak of the one God who has so wondrously donned himself to us threefold. We, in the limitation of our minds, our the frailties of our human language, we search for examples, we search for illustrations to describe this mystery that is beyond words. Therefore, we talk about the molecule of H2O, two hydrogen, one oxygen, one molecule, H2O. And yet, this one molecule, it can be experienced threefold as water, as steam, as ice, and yet it's all H2O. Or Paul Larson. I'm just Paul Larson, but even I can be experienced as a husband, as a father, as a pastor, and I'm just Paul Larson. These are all examples, illustrations, our attempts to share the good news that God has revealed himself to us. This mystery, so wondrous, the three in one and the one in three, threefold, God doing himself to us and for us. One of the fascinating things that we realize about the very nature of God is that God is the God of community right within himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The fellowship we talk about, the fellowship, the community of the Holy Trinity. So that God in the very nature of his Godhead is all about community. Our understanding of God, it begins with the story of creation. We're all three persons of the Holy Trinity. God's word tells us are present and are active. They are involved. Where God the Father creates the world, indeed the whole cosmos. And we are told that God the Holy Spirit is moving over the face of the waters, bringing order out of chaos. And then Jesus. Jesus the Christ is described in John, the first chapter, as the very agent of all creation. I quote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." They're talking about Jesus. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through him," Jesus. "And without him," without Jesus, "was not anything made that was made." Close quote. God has existed in community from all eternity. Eternally existing, interacting, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This truth, this mystery, is at the very core of our Orthodox Christian faith. Any person, any church that claims to be Christians understands this is absolutely foundational to God's identity and to our identity. In Genesis 1, verse 26, we read, "Then God said," quote, "let us make humanity in our image, in our likeness," close quote. God, one in three and three in one. Think about it. God himself exists in community, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we are told that we have been created in his image, in the image of community. Christian community is not just a good idea. It is at the very core of our identity, our core being, our essential nature, since the very beginning of all that has been. It is not enough to say that God is interested in community. It is not enough to even say that God is obsessed with community. God, rightly defined and understood, is community. Just think about how we surround ourselves in the power and the gift of this awesome truth. We begin every single worship service coming together in the all-powerful name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we close every worship service with the blessing of the holy, mysterious name of God laid upon us, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God existing as three in one and one in three. It has incredible implications for our lives. Because God himself exists and works in community, and we are created in God's image, therefore we are called to live and to work in community. Indeed, we must live and work in community if we are to fulfill our very destiny, that we are created in the image of God. Bill Donahue, famous Christian author, speaking about Christian community, he writes, quote, "The call to human gathering in groups is a God-created and God-directed ministry. It is birthed out of the very nature and the purpose of God's being. God as being exists in community. Therefore, the natural, simple demonstration of God's communal image for humanity is the gathering of those small Christian groups. Christians gathered together in fellowship, close quote. So, because we are created in God's image, created in God's image for community, we as human beings, we were made to need one another. This is why human beings naturally have a burning desire to be with others. Think of the emotions that welled up within us as I greeted you in the very opening words. We just naturally broke into applause, an expression of our excitement to be back together. That's why this separation from one another, this Wuhan coronavirus thing has been so unnatural for us, and it's been so difficult for us. Prisoners described solitary confinement as the worst of the worst. It was the late senator, the former Vietnam POW, John McCain, who described his elation when he was finally reunited with his fellow prisoners after a horribly long and brutal separation. Quote, "I was overwhelmed by the compulsion to talk nonstop, face to face, with my obliging cellmate. I ran my mouth ceaselessly for 4 days. One of the more amazing spectacles in prison is the sight of two men, both just released from solitary confinement, talking their heads off simultaneously, neither one listening to the other, but both absolutely enraptured by the sound of their own voices." Close quote. Because we are created in the image of community, in the image of God, we just long by nature for community. And the only place where true community can be found is in the community that God has created, His church. Especially when we gather there together and hear and worship, or even more so maybe when we gather together in small groups. That is why it is such a blessing to have a youth group meeting, even if it's a Zoom meeting, and to have a confirmation class together, even if it's a Zoom confirmation class over the internet, or women's circle groups, or Sunday school classes, or normal committee meetings. And this is why we all long to get back to normal. It will come. It will come. I think that it is especially fitting that we finally gather back together here in this space in community worship on the Festival of the Holy Trinity. As we celebrate the holy mystery of God in community, His body, we the church, we come back together physically in community to celebrate this great gift God has given to us. You know, our forebears here at First English Lutheran, they really understood the importance of our communal life here together. And you can see it in the very architecture of this church building. When it was first built back in 1894 and then expanded in 1915. On both of those occasions, small rooms were provided around our worship space. You can still see some of the architectural remains of that. Every single one of those little loops in the ceiling back there, each of those were separate Sunday school classrooms. And we used to have more of those little scoops on the main floor down here. They're no longer there, but they used to be there, and those were all Sunday school classrooms. In all of those small Sunday school classrooms, the people of God would gather. You know how they would do worship? They would gather here together in this big space, and they'd do their whole worship service, and then they would all break out into their different small groups where they would have Bible study, and they would pray for one another, and they would encourage one another in their Christian faith, and then at the end, they would all come back into this space and have one awesome, great closing hymn. What fun. God bless this community life, because God is community life.
First English Lutheran Church, it just grew and grew and grew so that finally not everyone could fit into this worship space. And so it was that finally in 1957, they voted to go to two worship services. They chose to have an earlier worship service, then Sunday school, and then their second worship service. All too quickly, the Sunday school time, the small group time, it became no longer central to the Sunday morning weekly worship experience. And soon after, attendance peaked in 1962. It has been on a decline ever since. Was this an unintended consequence of going to multiple services, the demise of the community of small groups? Very possibly. Now, yes, we know there have been tremendous sociological changes in our community, massive shifts in the last decades. And there have also been massive, large factory closures. Those have also radically changed our community. But what did we lose when the weekly faithful gathering of the church in small groups was no longer central at the core, at the foundation of this church's identity? Our congregation, as we move forward into the great future that I believe that God does have for us, I would encourage you, let us remember what a blessing God gives to us when we are gathered together in fellowship, here in Sunday worship, and especially in small groups, gathered around His Word, praying for one another, encouraging one another. It was Luther who called it the mutual conversation and consolation of the brethren. And did you know he considered it so important? He almost turned it into a third sacrament. Go figure. Gather together to encourage, to build one another up. Certainly, if COVID-19 would teach us anything, let us learn from what we have lost in these days of self-quarantine, and for what we, by the very core of our being, naturally still yearn for in the future. Let us learn from our past so that we might grow into the great future that God has for us. Just look at our awesome vision statement. Pointing people to Jesus through intentional relationships. God Himself in relationship. His body, the church, in relationships. Our congregation, a congregation that in identity and reality bears the very image of the triune God, the blessing of doing life together, the blessing of biblical community reflecting the very image of the mystery of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We stand to sing the hymn of the day. Thank you.
profess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom shall have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Confident in God's steadfast love, through Jesus our Savior and guided by the Holy Spirit, let us pray for the church, the world, and for all people according to their needs. O God of faithfulness, enliven all those baptized into your all-powerful name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Make us to be bold witnesses for your kingdom, a people ready to live and to share the good news of your salvation in Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the anointing of your Holy Spirit upon our missionaries. We pray especially today for the Nick and Shannon Kraft family, our missionaries to Peru, Brian and Barb Sorge, our missionaries to India, Shadrach and Yami Chakoti, and the Kenyenyava Orphan Care Ministries of Malawi. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, bless and protect all those who lead us in our war against this deadly virus. Bless and protect our medical personnel, our first responders, our research scientists, our food producers and processors, grocery store and pharmacy workers, and all those in vital industries and businesses who are daily working to keep all of us supplied and alive. We would pray especially for your blessings of wisdom and your protection to be with our President Donald Trump, with our Governor Mike DeWine, and with all of our local mayors. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of all compassion, bless and sustain all those who suffer from illness and from disease. Enfold them in your mighty arms of love to bless and to heal. We pray especially this day for Beverly Pickett, for Sherry Winbigler, for Vicky Cole Foss, for Carolyn Suzuki Denault, Barb Davis, Sheila Muma, Henry Colchies, Larry Adelman, Gail Elder, Joe Rogers, Grant Hobson, Sonia Snell, Sean Voltz, Linda Arnold, Stan Russell, Lowell Weeks, Paul and Lana Connery, Jaleel Holt, and Lori Hamrick. Lord, in your mercy. Jesus, the giver of the gift of eternal life, be the comfort of those for whom death draws near, and grant your everlasting peace to all those whose loved ones have died. We pray especially this day for your comforting love and healing presence to be with the family and the friends of Jackie Moxley, Don Harriff, and Bill Schultz. Give to them the embrace of your healing peace and the vision of the glory and the joy of your heavenly kingdom.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend now all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, you who continue to teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It is at this time in our worship service that we normally receive the gifts of our tithes and our offerings and sacrifices. Because of COVID-19, we're not passing offering plates. We know that's not the safest, the best for you. So there is a wooden box at the very entrance into the narthex where, if you like, you can leave your weekly gifts. And I also want to say a special word of thanks to each and every one of you and those of you who are joining us for our worship services via this video broadcast. Thank you for your faithfulness. So many of you, what a wonderful witness. Over these weeks, you've just continued to faithfully mail in your tithes, your offerings, your sacrifices. It is truly a witness of your great love in the showing of your generosity for Christ and the mission of his church. And may God just continue to bless you in this awesome gift, this witness for his kingdom and for his church. We join together in the praying of the thanksgiving for the word. Let us pray. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need. Awaken us to the needs of others. And at the end, bring all the world to your feast through Jesus Christ, our Savior, to whom you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Bow your hearts unto God and receive his blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We join together in our sending song, How Great is Our God.
The splendor on the King, all in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice. Thank you.
is our God, and all will see how great, how great is our God.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.